गुरुदेवो महेश्वरः गुर साक्षात् परब्रह्मः तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः अखण्डमण्डलाकारं व्याप्तं येन चराचरम् यत्पदं दर्शितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः।
ఈరోజు ఇక్కడ సమావేశమైనటువంటి మనము ఒక విశిష్టమైనటువంటి వ్యక్తి యొక్క ప్రపంచానికే ఒక విశేషమైనటువంటి మార్గదర్శనం చేయడానికి ఆవిర్భవించినటువంటి వ్యక్తిత్వం గురించి తెలుసుకొని ఆ మార్గంలో మనం ఏమి చేయగలము అది చాలా ముఖ్యం. ఆ వ్యక్తి చాలా గొప్పవాడే, దాని గురించి మనం ఏం మాట్లాడుకోవట్లేదు. హీఈస్ ఎ వెరీ గ్రేట్ మ్యాన్, నో డౌట్ అబౌట్ ఇట్. బట్ ఆర్ వీ హీస్ ట్రూ ఫాలోవర్? ఆర్ వీ ఫాలోయింగ్ హిమ్ ఆర్ వేస్టింగ్ అవర్ టైం? అది చర్చించుకోవటానికి వచ్చాం ఇక్కడికి మనం. వీఆర్ నాట్ గోయింగ్ టు డిస్కస్ ద గ్రేట్నెస్ ఆఫ్ గురుజీ, వీఆర్ గోయింగ్ టు డిస్కస్ అవర్ ఎబిలిటీ టు ఫాలో హిమ్. అది అర్థం చేసుకుందాం మనం. గురువుల యొక్క మెసేజ్ ఎప్పుడు ఏంటి అంటే, మై లైఫ్ ఈజ్ మై మెసేజ్. మిగతా వాళ్ళది ఏంటి అంటే, వాళ్ళు చేసే ఉద్యోగాలు కానీ, వాళ్ళకున్నటువంటి క్యాస్ట్ కానీ, వాళ్ళకున్నటువంటి ధనం కానీ, దాన్ని బట్టి వాళ్ళు ప్రపంచాన్ని కానీ సంస్థల్ని కానీ కంట్రోల్ చేయడానికి ట్రై చేస్తూ ఉంటారు. కానీ గురువులకి డబ్బు ముఖ్యం కాదు, గురువులకి మీ సామర్థ్యం ముఖ్యం కాదు, గురువులకి మీకున్న ఎబిలిటీస్ ముఖ్యం కాదు. అది చాలా జాగ్రత్తగా గుర్తుంచుకోండి. గురువులకి మీ సమర్పణ చాలా ముఖ్యం, సరెండర్. సరెండర్ అవ్వకుండా మేము గురువులకి ఏదైనా పని చేస్తాము, యూ కెనాట్ డూ ఇట్. పార్షల్లీ యూ కెన్ డూ ఇట్, బట్ కంప్లీట్ ఫాలోయింగ్ ఆఫ్ ఎ గురు ఈజ్ పాసిబుల్ ఓన్లీ వెన్ యూ కెన్ సరెండర్ టు హిమ్. సో ద ఫస్ట్ ప్రిన్సిపల్ విచ్ ఐఎమ్ గోయింగ్ టు డిస్కస్ టు యూ ఈజ్ హౌ టు సరెండర్. ఎలాగ మనము సమర్పణ చేసుకోవాలి. అందుకే పూజ్య గురుదేవులు ఎప్పుడు కూడా తన మూడవ పాస్ట్ బర్త్ గురించి చెప్పేవాళ్ళు. కబీర్ దాస్, సమర్థ గురు రామదాస్, శ్రీరామకృష్ణ పరమహంస. అండ్ హీ సేస్ హీ ఫెయిల్డ్ ఇన్ సమర్పణ ఇన్ ఆల్ దీస్ త్రీ లైఫ్స్. హీ సక్సీడెడ్ ఓన్లీ యాజ్ శ్రీరామ శర్మ ఆచార్య వెన్ హీ కుడ్ సమ్ కంప్లీట్లీ సరెండర్ హిమ్సెల్ఫ్ టు హిస్ మాస్టర్. So that is what we should learn. కానీ గురువు గారికి మూడు జన్మలు పట్టి ఉండవచ్చు, కానీ మనకి మూడు జన్మలు పట్టకూడదు. ఐన్స్టీన్ కి థియరీ ఆఫ్ రిలేటివిటీ కనిపెట్టడానికి 12 ఏళ్లు పట్టి ఉండవచ్చు, కానీ మనకి థియరీ ఆఫ్ రిలేటివిటీ నేర్చుకోవటానికి ఒక క్లాస్ చాలు కదా. ఇట్ మైట్ హ్యావ్ టేకెన్ ఐన్స్టీన్ ఎ నెంబర్ ఆఫ్ ఇయర్స్ టు డిస్కవర్ ద థియరీ ఆఫ్ రిలేటివిటీ. But now if you want to know the theory of relativity, it takes only one class. As a lecturer, I know it. I used to explain the entire theory of relativity in 1 hour, in 45 minutes. So it may have taken Sri Ram Sharma Acharyaji to surrender himself 4 births. But for you, knowing him must be enough. Following him must be enough. But how to follow him? దానికి ఆయన తన ఆత్మకథ రాశారు, హిస్ బయోగ్రఫీ. ఆ బయోగ్రఫీలో ఫ్రమ్ ద బిగినింగ్ టు ద లాస్ట్ ద ఎంటైర్ లైఫ్ ఈజ్ ఎ ప్రాసెస్ ఆఫ్ కుండల్ని డెవలప్మెంట్. సో వెన్ ఐ టాక్ అబౌట్ కుండల్ని, మెనీ పీపుల్ థింక్ అబౌట్ తంత్ర, బికాస్ కుండల్ని సమ్హౌ ఈజ్ ఆల్వేజ్ అసోసియేటెడ్ విత్ నెగటివ్. Somehow, it is only a question of association, it is not negative. The entire process of Kundalini is based on initiation, Diksha. కానీ దీక్ష గురించి మాట్లాడేటప్పుడు చాలా ఒక భ్రాంతి ఏది విపులంగా ఉంది అంటే, దీక్ష మీరు తీసుకుంటారు అని. ఇనిషియేషన్ ఈజ్ నాట్ గివెన్, ఇనిషియేషన్ ఈజ్ అప్టెయిన్. దట్ యు హ్యావ్ టు కరెక్ట్ యువర్ సెల్ఫ్. దీక్ష అనేది ఏదో ఒకటి మంత్రం ఇచ్చి మీరు మంత్రం చేసుకుంటూ ఉంటే మేము దీక్ష తీసుకున్నాము. మంత్రం యొక్క పెనల్టిమేట్ కండిషన్ లో దీక్షాంత సమారోహము, కాన్వకేషన్ అని చెప్తాం మనం. కాన్వకేషన్ లో హౌ ఫార్ యూ సక్సీడెడ్ ఇన్ ద దీక్ష, సర్టిఫికేట్స్ ఇస్తాం మనం. ఇంకేత దీక్ష నువ్వు ఫాలో అయ్యి దీక్షగా కొంత పని చేసిన తర్వాత, ఆర్ యూ సక్సెస్ఫుల్ ఇన్ దట్ దీక్ష ఆర్ నాట్? ఇఫ్ ఎ యూనివర్సిటీ ఇస్ దేర్, ఇట్ విల్ ఎవాల్యుయేట్ యూ. ఇఫ్ ద యూనివర్సిటీ ఇస్ నాట్ దేర్, సెల్ఫ్ ఎవాల్యుయేషన్. యూ షుడ్ ఎవాల్యుయేట్ యువర్ సెల్ఫ్. ఇంకేత పూజ్య గురుదేవుల యొక్క జీవితంలో ఈ దీక్షని ఆయన ఎలా ఉపయోగించుకోవాలో మనం చూసి దాన్ని కాపీ కొట్టడమే, అంతకంటే మనం ఏం చేయాల్సిందేం లేదు. యూ జస్ట్ ఇమిటేట్. అండ్ ఆల్ ఎడ్యుకేషన్ ఈజ్ ఇమిటేషన్. యూ రీడ్ కెమిస్ట్రీ, యూ రీడ్ దోస్ సైంటిస్ట్ యాక్షన్, యూ ఇమిటేట్ ఇట్. యూ రీడ్ ఫిజిక్స్, యూ ఇమిటేట్ దోస్ యాక్షన్. యూ వాంట్ టు బి ఆఫ్ శ్రీరామ్ శర్మ ఆచార్యజీ, ఇమిటేట్ హిమ్. కాపీ కన్నా సిఖాతా హై ఆధ్యాత్, ఢంగ్ సే కాపీ కరో. దెన్ ఆయన ఆత్మకథకి ఆయన పెట్టిన పేరు ఏంటి అంటే, హమారీ విరాసత్, హమారీ హమారీ వసీయత్ ఔర్ విరాసత్. విరాసత్ మీన్స్ లెగసీ, వసీయత్ మీన్స్ విల్. డిడ్ యూ ఎవర్ థింక్ వై హీ కెప్ట్ దట్ నేమ్? Very simply he was told that I am writing my life story. Why should he keep that name? Can anybody suggest now? If you have thought over it, it's okay. If it is the first time this question comes, why is it that Guruji has titled his book autobiography, not as the autobiography, he titled it as his legacy and will, Virasat or Vasiyat? Has message that he could have told it Atmagadana.
The will means?
Where is the Virasat part comes in? And where the Vasiyat part comes in? His legacy and Virasat. Do you understand the difference between these two? Between Virasat or Vasiyat? Virasat is what you acquired from generation after generation, from your forefathers. And Vasiyat is what you have done to it. And what you want others to do to it. So what you do to your virasat, have you developed it? Or have you wasted it? Or have you forgotten it? I think many of us have forgotten our virasat, our legacy. So he wants to say that his life is not his own life. His life is a continuation of a great virasat, hierarchy. Hierarchy of very great, 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 great people. His life is based on that. And he gave a few examples how his life is based on that. Deni meeda aadharapadindi ante, he said, my life is based like Kabir. When I say like Kabir, I am not saying that like he was Kabir. But I want you to understand that he lived like Kabir in the past. Like Samadha Guru Ramdas in the past, Ramakrishna Paramahamsa in the past, and now as Sri Ram Sharma Acharya. So he has done something in these three lives to mold the Virasat as his personal legacy. You understand the difference? The Virasat is there. The gold is there. He is entitled to that gold. Bangaram undi Virasat ga. He got it as he was born in India. Anyone who is born in India has that virasat of rishis. He has it. If he uses it or not is something else. He said he has molded it in three ways: Kabir, Samadha Guru Ramdas, and Ramakrishna Paramahamsa. In what way did he mold? What is the legacy he has given as Sri Ram Sharma Acharya to us? That we will have to understand. దెన్ ఓన్లీ వీ కెన్ జస్టిఫై అవర్ బీయింగ్ హిస్ డిసైపుల్. వీ డోంట్ నో వాట్ హీ ఈస్ టీచింగ్, వీ డోంట్ నో వాట్ హీ హాజ్ డన్, అండ్ ఇఫ్ యూ గో ఆన్ సేయింగ్ దట్ వీఆర్ హిస్ డిసైపుల్స్, వీ కాంట్ బి ట్రూ టు హిమ్. యూ మే బి డూయింగ్ గాయత్రి, యూ మే బి డూయింగ్ యజ్ఞ, బట్ గాయత్రి అండ్ యజ్ఞ ఇస్ ఆల్వేస్ దేర్. Gayatri Parivar, as Gayatri Parivar, has its roots from there in the Saraswati, Arya Samaj. So what is the legacy that Sri Ram Sharma Acharya has handed over to us as a torch? We are supposed to be his bearers of Jnana Yajna Ki Lal Mashal. Are we the bearers of the Jnana Yajna Ki Lal Mashal? Do you know what he wanted to give? Adi manu ippudu ivala ardham chesukotani prayatnam cheddam. సనాతన ధర్మ వెరీ ఇంట్రెస్టింగ్ ఆస్పెక్ట్ ఆఫ్ పూజ గురుదీస్ లైఫ్ డిపెండ్స్ ఆన్ అండర్స్టాండింగ్ సనాతన ధర్మ. సనాతన ధర్మ మనం ఆ మాట ఎప్పుడైనా వాడేసరికల్లా ఏమనిపిస్తుందంటే ఇట్ ఈస్ హిందూస్, దోజ్ హు ఆర్ బోర్న్ ఇన్ ఇండియా. అన్ఫార్చునేట్లీ ఇట్ ఈస్ ఎ మిస్నోమర్. సనాతన ధర్మ ఇస్ నో మోర్ ఇండియన్ than the gravitational laws are of Newton or Cavendish or Einstein. When you say Dalton's law, it is not Dalton's law, it is a natural law discovered by Dalton. I know Newton's law, it is not Newton's, it does not belong to an English scientist, it belongs to the entire world. Similarly, the Sanatana Dharma is not belonging to any individual race or country. But because Hindus have discovered it first, you have a right to say it is Hindu Dharma. But by saying it as Hindu Dharma, if you feel that it is only for Hindus, we have missed the bus. We should be very clear about that. So if somebody says you are a Hindu, it means you are a world citizen. It doesn't mean that you are an Indian. If anybody says you are following Hindu Dharma, it means you are a world citizen. That concept you should understand. That openness you should have. For that purposes, Pooja Gurudev utilized two instruments, Gayatri Mantra and Yajna. These are instruments. How you use it depends on how you understand Gurudev. Gayatri Mantra is always there. Yajna is always there since the time of Lord Krishna. He says, I am Gayatri in the Chandas in Bhagavad Gita. Sah Yajna Praja Srishtva Puro Vacha Prajapati Anena Prasavishadvam Eshavo Srishta Kamadit. If you have any desires to perform Yajna, he guarantees. Yajna is like a milch cow. Kamadhuk, you know, Kamadhenu. It gives whatever you want. So these are the two instruments which we are using it without knowing that they are instruments. That is the most unfortunate thing that has happened to our religion. Instruments are taken to be the sadhana, result of the sadhana. It is only an instrument. You want to come to this place, you can come in an auto, you can come on a bus, you can come by walk, or you can stay overnight here and just get up and be here. The actual thing is to reach the goal of Sanatana Dharma. Kani manika Sanatana Dharma ante ento marchipoyam mano. A very interesting thing happened in the life of Aravindo. The sadhana of Aravindo and Sri Ram Sharma are almost interlinked. Where Aravindo stopped, Sri Ram Sharma Acharya pushed it to the peak. So the glory of Sri Ram Sharma Acharya is, you take over any guru in the world, from that place, how to go ahead, how to march ahead to the goal of Sanatana Dharma. That is the miracle that happened in Sri Ram Sharma Acharya's life. Nobody understands that. You only think him as a propagator of Gayatri, as a propagator of Yajna. No, he is not that. He is something else, which we are forgetting. And that is what worries me most. Conditioning Sri Ram Sharma Acharya only to Gayatri and Yajna, that is not, because after Gayatri Parivar he started Yuganirmana Yojana. After Yuganirmana Yojana he created Shantikunj. After Shantikunj he created Brahmavarchas. యాఫ్టర్ బ్రహ్మ వచ్చేసి శాంతి కుంజగాడుని. డూ యూ థింక్ ఆల్ ఆర్ సేమ్? దే ఆర్ నాట్. గాయత్రి పరివార్ అండ్ యజ్ఞ హ్యాస్ గాట్ ఇట్స్ ఓన్ లిమిట్స్, ఇట్ హ్యాస్ గాట్ ఇట్స్ ఓన్ ఐడియాస్, అండ్ ఆఫ్టర్ దట్ ఇట్ షుడ్ గోయింగ్ టు యుగ నిర్మాణ యోజన. And many of us forget about Yuga Nirmana Yojana. We do all other things, but we forget this era changing. What is era changing? They say we are now in Kali Yuga. Srinath Sharma Acharya says, I am giving you a direct ticket to Satya Yuga. How many of us are practicing that, what he has told you? So that is what I want to convey to you now. And in that, when the Brahma Varchas was being opened, I was there. And in 1971, when he was going from Mathura to Haridwar permanently, I was initiated by him at that time. And there was about 3 lakhs people with me who got Gayatri Mantra Diksha. I was one of those 3 lakhs. And many times at Shanti Kunj, many sadhana camps I attended. But what I love most and what I am most proud of is the Prana Pratyavartan Shibir, where he said, I am transferring my power of the soul to those people who came. In that shibar, for 4 days we were supposed to be completely silent. Completely silent. And on the first day we were supposed to write all our very, very noble works. You understand what the noble works are? The misdeeds we have done. Huh? And in that he put a question mark. If you can remember your past misdeeds, you write them also. I don't know why he kept that, but later I heard that that item has been removed about the past verse. But whatever it is, we wrote those things, and next day when we went to him, he underlined. He read all the, we were about 64 or so sadhaks there, and myself I gave about 30 pages list of my deeds, and similarly many people have given a list of that was at the night. Next day morning, after the Padasparsha Darshan, he called all of us. And on every page he underlined all our misdeeds and said, your slate is clean now. From now onwards, if you don't do anything wrong, you are on the way. The power of a man who, just by underlining, can remove your karma. What karma we are offering to him? You should go to a hospital and admit yourself to be operated. Is it not? Are we allowing him to operate on us? Are we doing what is required for that? For that, Acharyaji gives his life as a model. He says, you live like this, all these things will happen. But before I go into the deeper analysis of how we can follow Sriram Sharma Acharya, I am not analyzing Sriram Sharma Acharya. I am not such a great man. Nobody can understand him. But what little we can practice by understanding his life, we can discuss. But before going into that, I was talking about Sri Aurobindo. He was arrested in May 1908 on sedition. Sedition ante Rajadroha. He was arrested on the grounds of sedition with about 400 people. He was jailed in Alipur jail. And very interesting coincidence, probably for you people, but for me it is not a coincidence, it is a message. In the same central Alipur jail where we were, Aurobindo was about to be convicted, but he became free. He was not sent to the gallows. On the same 15th August, Aurobindo's birthday, a man was hanged. You read in the papers? Some Dhananjay Chatterjee or somebody. Interestingly, 2% of capital punishment in Andhra Pradesh were left free. You should know why you are getting newspapers to you. The newspaper will give you an idea of how the law of karma is working. This is only an example, but again, back to Alipur jail 1908. Aurobindo arrest ayyaru, with about hundreds of people were arrested, and he was on trial. And everybody knows that anyone who is arrested on the grounds of sedition will be hanged. Only the people are trying it to make it a legal hanging. So the trial was undergoing. In the course of the trial, Aurobindo started reading Gita, Upanishad, Pranayama and meditation. For 1 year in the jail, ఆయన నాకు జైలు వచ్చింది, నేను ఎందుకు బాధపడాలి, నాకు ఎందుకు ఇంత గందరగోళం జరిగింది అని ఏడుస్తూ కూర్చోలేదు. జైల్లో ఉన్నాడు అండ్ హీ వాజ్ షూర్ దట్ హీ విల్ బి హ్యాంగ్డ్. ఆల్ ఆఫ్ దెమ్ వర్ షూర్ దట్ దే విల్ బి హ్యాంగ్డ్ ఇన్ దట్ బ్రిటిష్ ఇండియా టైమ్. బట్ హీ డిడ్ంట్ వేస్ట్ హిస్ టైమ్. హీ రెడ్ గీత, ఉపనిషద్. హీ సేస్ వైలెంట్ ప్రాణాయామ ఇన్ హిజ్ స్పీచ్. హీ ప్రాక్టీస్ వైలెంట్ ప్రాణాయామ. ఐ డోంట్ నో వాట్ వైలెంట్ ప్రాణాయామ మీన్స్. Probably he means Bhastrika, probably. And then he did a lot of meditation. Then he heard a voice. He said, "You are not doing what I have asked you to do." Can you guess whose voice it is? His own voice, Atma ka avaj, the inner voice, what Gandhiji used to tell. Later he identified it with Vivekananda's voice. Later. ఆ వాయిస్ ఏం చెప్పింది, నీకు చెప్పినటువంటి పని నువ్వు చేయకుండా దేశానికి స్వాతంత్రం తెస్తాను, నేనేమో బాంబులు వేస్తాను, అది వేస్తాను అంటే నైచలేగా. Revolution must be in thought, not a physical revolution. You cannot change a man by bombing. You can change a man by changing his ideas. That is the first concept from Aurobindo, which was a seed in Aurobindo's life, has become a tree in Pooja Gurudev's life. The virasat of Aurobindo and his rishis has been converted into a legacy for us, as a vasiyat for us. He has shown us how to change our thoughts. But are we changing our thoughts? That is what I am more interested in, as his disciple. Are we changing our thoughts, or are we superimposing our thoughts on him? We should be very, very careful. I am not saying we are superimposing our thoughts on him, but we should be very careful what is happening. Are we exactly following the thought revolution program of Sri Ram Sharma Acharya ji? Or in the name of thought revolution, we are under-revolutioning ourselves, probably. We are going there. What we should say for a underground aipotare revolution is the power of Sri Ram Sharma Acharya should flow like a lava of volcano, like a forest fire, and it should engulf the entire world. And in 1990 he has left his body for this work. He has not taken leave of the world, and I don't see any fire anywhere, not even a twinkling. This is our family affair. We are his disciples. So you should feel, why is it that we are not able to capture the whole world? What do you mean by South India or North India and this and that? By this time we should have crossed the frontiers. We should have made the whole world one world. What is missing? The missing link is sadhana. Theosophical Society people, జిడ్డు కృష్ణమూర్తిని లార్డ్ మైత్రేయ యొక్క అవతరణకి తయారు చేసినప్పుడు ఆగ్రాలో ఉన్నటువంటి థియోసాఫికల్ సొసైటీకి పూజ్య గురుదేవులు కూడా మెంబరే వెళ్తూ ఉండేవారు. ద డిస్కషన్ కేమ్, వై జిడ్డు కృష్ణమూర్తి ఫెయిల్డ్ విత్ టూ గ్రేట్ పర్సనేజెస్, యానిబెసెంట్ అండ్ లెడ్ బీటర్ అండ్ సమ్ హిమాలయన్ మాస్టర్స్ కాన్సన్ట్రేటింగ్ ఆన్ జిడ్డు కృష్ణమూర్తి టు మేక్ హిమ్ ఏ వరల్డ్ టీచర్. ద ఎక్స్పెరిమెంట్ ఫెయిల్డ్ అండ్ బికాస్ ఆఫ్ దట్ షాక్ యానిబెసెంట్ డైడ్. This was a great shock. Jagadguru ne avatarana cheyistanu anedatvanti paristhiti teesukochinatvanti amiki ye vyakti note jagadguru ga marchali anukundo aa vyakti denounced her. Jiddu Krishnamurti said, "No masters, no gurus, I am alone." Can you understand the shock? Manaku chinna examination avthe suicide antam. Examination lo fail ayipoyaru kada, I am sure in the next day paper so many suicides. Why? Because he couldn't pass. What silly nonsense. If you fail an examination, should you die? To hell with this type of education. Education marchalekunda unnam manu. we are unable to change the education. If you can't get a job, suicide. If you are not going to get married easily, suicide. Many people come to me and say, I want to kill myself. I say, go and kill yourself. That is the best thing for you. You don't even have the courage to kill yourself. What do you mean that you want to kill yourself? Nobody asked and said, should I kill myself? If you want to die, you die. You understand the foolishness of that concept? This type of education is still persisting after 58 years of independence, and we have a Deva Sanskriti University and nobody knows about it. Your duty is to do that. Not only you force people, when an average salesman can go door to door and sell his sabun, can't you go to there and tell about our Guruji? He is much better product than that sabun. We feel shy. వెళ్తే ఏమనుకుంటారు, వాళ్ళకి చెప్తే ఏమనుకుంటారు, వీళ్ళు సడన్ గా భక్తుడు అయిపోయాడండి అంటే. ఒక మంచిగా మారటానికి పక్కవాడి పెర్మిషన్ కావాలి అనుకునేటటువంటి ఆ మానసిక దుస్థితి ఉందే. అంటే యూ కాంట్ డూ గుడ్ బికాస్ ద అదర్ మ్యాన్ విల్ ఫీల్ దట్ హి విల్ నాట్ ఈవెన్ క్రిటిసైజ్, హీ విల్ జస్ట్ లాఫ్ ఓవర్ యూ. నోబడి క్రిటిసైజెస్ నౌ, నోబడి హ్యాస్ ఎ టైమ్ టు క్రిటిసైజ్ ఆల్సో అండ్ సీ వాట్ యు ఆర్ డూయింగ్. సో దిస్ ఈజ్ వాట్ the aspect has gone wrong. The Gayatri and Yajna, whose pinnacle is Ashwamedha. We start with Gayatri Yajna at the house, weekly Yajna, every Sunday. We do Gayatri Sadhana. Why I am talking about this? Pooja Gurudev, probably he was 18 or 20 years age at that time when he was talking this aspect in the Theosophical Society meeting in Agra. What is that book? చేతనా కే శిఖర్ యాత్ర మే ఇస్కా వర్ణన్ హై జో మే అభి బతా రహా హూ. చేతనా కి శిఖర్ యాత్ర మే ఉన్హోనే కహా థా కి సాధనా కి కమీ కి వజహ సే జిడ్డు కృష్ణమూర్తి జగద్గురు నహీ బన్ పాయే. దట్ ఇస్ వేర్ ద ఎంటైర్ థియోసాఫికల్ సొసైటీ ఫెయిల్డ్. అండ్ పూజ గురుదేవ్ సేస్ సాధనా సే సిద్ధి, దేర్ ఆర్ టూ బిగ్ వాల్యూమ్. హౌ మెనీ ఆఫ్ యూ రెడ్ దట్ సాధనా సే సిద్ధి? టూ వాల్యూమ్స్, హ్యూజ్ వాల్యూమ్స్. గురుజీకి సమగ్ర వాంగ్మయమే సాధనా సిద్ధి దో వాల్యూమ్స్. అండ్ వీ డోంట్ ఈవెన్ రీడ్ ఇట్. నాట్ నెసరీ అమ్మా, నాట్ నెసరీ. యూ కెన్ ఇఫ్ యూ జస్ట్ మై ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్ ఐ టెల్, ఇఫ్ యూ నో హౌ టు రీడ్ హిందీ, ఇఫ్ యూ నో ద సాంస్క్రిట్ లెటర్స్, యూ స్టార్ట్ రీడింగ్ ఇట్, యూ విల్ అండర్స్టాండ్ ఇట్. మై ఫాదర్ ఈస్ ద బెస్ట్ ఎగ్జాంపుల్. మై ఫాదర్ ఈస్ అ లా ప్రొఫెసర్, ఎ రిటైర్డ్ లా ప్రొఫెసర్. హీ డజంట్ నో హిందీ, హీ కెనాట్ స్పీక్ హిందీ. But he reads Hindi Akhanda Jyoti and understands it. And sometimes he corrects me. No, no, it is not written like that. It is written like that. The only thing when you are with a spiritual master is Samarpana. That we are missing. That is what I am going to tell you with the example of Aravindo. So in the jail, Aravindo started hearing messages, some special sadhana techniques. And I said, you already, he read Gita, Upanishads, Pranayama and meditation, he continued. Suddenly one day, he understood what is meant by Vasudeva Sarvamiti, Samahatma Sudurlava. In Bhagavad Gita there is a saying, Indikada, Anni Chotla Voda Vasudevade Unnadu, An Narayanade Unnadu. Jailu Uchalo Narayana Kanpinchadu, Judjilo Narayana Kanpinchadu, Lawyer Lo Narayana Kanpinchadu. He could see Vasudeva in all. All are my forms. Why do you fear? Don't fear. But you do your duty properly. Then he comes out of that jail. He is freed with unconditionally. He said, no, there is no caste in him. And when he comes back, he gives a speech in Uttar Bharat. That platform is not a political platform. It is a religious platform. And there, Aravindo was asked to speak about Hindu religion. And there he says, Hindu religion, he defines what is Hindu religion, and he says that Sanatana Dharma is going to be established all over the world soon. That is what the message I got in 1908. And all these liberation movements, ये जो स्वतंत्रता संग्राम जो जो चल रहे हैं, जो तब चल रहे थे, जो अब चल रहे हैं या चलेंगे, ऑल दीज पॉलिटिकली सो कॉल्ड मोटिवेटेड इंडिपेंडेंट स्ट्रगल्स आर द मोटिवेशंस ऑफ सनातन धर्म टू कैप्चर द होल वर्ल्ड. यू रिमेम्बर दिस एज द प्रिंसिपल, दैट इज विरासत एंड वसीयत. दैट इज वॉट ही मेंट when he titled his life as that Sanatana Dharma is going to rule the whole world. You cannot escape it. What you can do is, you can delay it. You can delay it up to infinite times. If you are not interested, if you don't work for it, it will never come. But it will be there always, just a handshake distance. If you just work for it, you will get it. How to work for it? Here, the greatness of Guruji is self-evident. When you go to Aurobindo literature, we find it is very difficult to understand. Very difficult to understand. When you go to Sri Ramakrishna Paramahamsa, he goes into trances. He transmits power. But he didn't develop any scientific technology of transmitting that power. Only to Vivekananda he could transfer it 100%. And you know what happened? He shook the world. But Pooja Gurudev has given us an autopilot system to contacting the Sanatana Dharma. You do Gayatri Mantra Japa, you do Yajna, depending upon your intensity of doing the Gayatri Mantra Japa. And the way you are able to utilize the Yajna, you get the result. Guruji often used to tell Sadhana Gayanche Parent, Chavanni me, सारे संसार को हम खिला सकते हैं. मालूम है नहीं गुरु जी का कहा कही बात. चारने में, अग्नि में कोई भी पदार्थ आप डाल दें, इट गोज टू द होल वर्ल्ड. बट वी आर डूइंग सो मेनी यज्ञास एंड व्हाट इज हैपनिंग टू द वर्ल्ड, व्हाई डोंट यू थिंक लाइक दैट. टू आंसर दिस, गुरु जी क्रिएटेड ब्रह्मवर्चस. द ब्रह्मवर्चस is a scientific aspect of Hindu religion where the power of mantra and yajna are coordinated. So when you do Gayatri Mantra Japa, something happens in you. Something happens in you. And what that something happens, you have to pour into the fire. Then that goes into the world and the world will change. Are we doing like that? I am not asking for all of you to do like this, but those who are educated, those who can understand, you change your sadhana techniques. The sadhana techniques, Gurudev has given it, upasana. In his Vangmay, there is a book which is completely related to upasana. And then there is another book, Jivan Devata Ki Sadhana. Are we spreading those books? To intellectuals at least, to those who can understand, these two books must be given to the public. Only then only the Gayatri and Yajna can serve the true purpose. Upasana - Samarpana Yoga. That is the Vangmay book, number 3 I think it is. And Jivan Devata Ki Sadhana is the second volume. A huge book. If you don't read these two books, if you don't practice what is written in those two books, what is the use of ourselves calling as the disciples of Sri Ram Sharma Acharya? And not only reading those books, you should practice that book. A pustakalni avagana chesukovali. So what I am trying to do, as you have said, they are in Hindi. Main problem, if you have a correct aspect and the miracle may happen, you can understand the Hindi, but that is not so easily possible. Then what to do? And if you want to translate that book, it takes a lot of time. My friends who are involved in that, they know that if you want to start translating, tab tak to naya zamana aa chuka hoga. Then what you do? So what I have thought is, I will condense it, the practical aspects. I will not go to the theory aspects. So what are the practical aspects of Jivan Sadhana? He gave one formula, Har Din Naya Jan. Har Raat Nayi Maut. Every day is a new birth. And every night you are dying. Can you practice this formula? సేయింగ్ ఈజ్ వెరీ ఈజీ. ఉఠ గయా సుబ, నయా జన్మ హో గయా, రాత్ కో సో గయా, మే మర్ గయా. బట్ వాట్ ఆర్ యూ గోయింగ్ టు దిస్ న్యూ బర్త్? దిస్ న్యూ బర్త్ స్టార్ట్స్ విత్ గాయత్రీ. దట్ ఈస్ వాట్ యూ నోన్ యాజ్ ద్విజత్వ. యు ఆర్ బోర్న్ అగైన్ ద డే యు ఆర్ ఇనిషియేటెడ్ ఇన్ టు ద గ్లోరీస్ అండ్ స్ప్లెండర్స్ ఆఫ్ గాయత్రీ. యూ గెట్ ఎ న్యూ బర్త్. So every time you are chanting Gayatri Mantra, each cell of your body is getting new birth. You should understand that aspect and do the japa. I am talking to you as sincere sadhak. When I speak outside, I will not speak like that. This is my family, my guru's organization. So this you should practice first. All of us must practice Har Din Naya Jan, Har Raat Nayi Maut. But how to practice it? The purpose of life must be understood. Why we are born? To read MBBS? To read engineering? To develop a family? And earn for the family? And then die? Do you think it is the purpose of life? It can't be. It can't be. Then what is the purpose of life? The purpose of life is to develop certain natural qualities, sahajamaina gunalu. So when you take birth every day, you remember, are you developing these qualities? Pujya Gurudev have given four qualities. He said if you can practice these qualities in your life, samajhdari, imandari, zimmedari, bahaduri, are you practicing this? Then the Gayatri will work for you. What is zimmedari? Zimmedari means responsibility. You are responsible to certain people as a friend, as a son, as a husband, as a different relationship. In sambandhon ka zimmedari uthana hai. You have to take the responsibility of these relationships. It is not saying that wo nahi mante hai, main kya karu? Namaste. Wo nahi mante hai, unki zimmedari. Hame to malum hai na kya karna hai. Then I sometimes Yandundamma, if you feel that son pakkakochindi, come to this age. So the life, the first thing which we should learn is to be responsible. Sabse badhiya zimmedari kya hai? Main jis paristhiti mein bhi hoon, uske zimmedar main hoon. Koi bahari aadmi nahi hai. Nobody is responsible for the condition in which I am. I am responsible for what I am. If you are happy, you are responsible for that happiness. If you are unhappy, you are responsible for your unhappiness. So this is the first quality you should develop. Zimmedari. Then what he said, imandari. Sincerity. Are you sincerely practicing what you have learned? Guruji used to say that when he was initiated by Madan Mohan Malaviya, he was asked to do 5 malas per day. And the day he couldn't do it, he is supposed not to take food. And he writes in his Atmakatha very proudly, I never went without food, because he always used to do that 5 malas of Gayatri Mantra Japa. Imandari. If you have given a promise to your Guruji, if you have given a promise to yourself, keep it up. Nobody is going to test you. Nobody is going to question you. You have to question yourself. You should be sincere to yourself. So the first quality we should develop is be responsible in your relationship. Be sincere in your attempts. Har aadmi yadha sambhav koshish kare. Ye nahi ki dusre ke saman karne ki koshish kare. You don't try to imitate others. You think yourself and sincerely put it into practice what you can. Zimmedari, imandari, then bahaduri. You should have courage. Some guests come, you are going to sit for Gayatri Mantra Japa. You find it as an excuse, this is stop Gayatri Mantra Japa. Why can't you invite them also and say you do Gayatri Mantra Japa, I am doing it. Nobody does that. Apni sadhana chhod dete hain, kyunki rishtedar aaye. Bahaduri, the courage. What will the relatives think if they come and they sit for japa? If they are real relatives, they will understand your sincerity and join you. And if such relationships don't come to your house, thanks God. Let them be away. You should have courage for that. Imandari, Zimmedari, Bahaduri. What is the fourth? Samajdari. Samajdari means use common sense. Your boss comes on to talk with you on very some important problem in the office and you start sitting for Gayatri Mantra Japa. Because Master has said, anyone comes, leave him, sit on Gayatri Mantra Japa, then your life will be in problem. Samajdari, common sense. So these are the four aspects which Guruji wanted every one of us to develop in our lifetime. So the entire day is supposed to be an exercise on any one of these four. In char gunon ke aadhar par your life revolves. So you practice it every day. You put a diary, put these qualities, samajhdari, zimmedari, imandari, bahaduri, and you put ticks every hour. Did you follow these four principles? If you have followed it, your Gayatri Mantra sadhana will flourish like anything. We escape our responsibilities, we lack common sense, we don't have the courage to do the things what our Guruji has asked us to do. What is the use of that Gayatri Mantra japa? No use of that. And then at night, when you are going to sleep, what you should do? One life has ended. Everything is over. I have done my best. You should have that feeling. రాత్రి పడుకునేటప్పుడు మీ మనసులో ఎలాంటి భావన రావాలి అంటే, ఐ హ్యావ్ లివ్డ్ వెల్. హౌ కెన్ యూ సే యూ హ్యావ్ లివ్డ్ వెల్? ఇఫ్ యూ ఫుల్ఫిల్ దీస్ ఫోర్ కండిషన్స్, వర్ యూ రెస్పాన్సిబుల్, వర్ యూ సిన్సియర్, వర్ యూ కరేజియస్, వర్ యూ యూజింగ్ కామన్ సెన్స్, ఇఫ్ యూ ఆర్ యూజింగ్ దట్, యూ హ్యావ్ లివ్డ్ ఎ వెరీ గుడ్ లైఫ్. అండ్ దెన్ థ్యాంక్ గాడ్ అండ్ డెవలప్ వివేక అండ్ వైరాగ్య వైల్ స్లీపింగ్. These are the two essential qualities which can eliminate death. Immortality is a birthright. Gurudev said, I am not changing this world into Swarga. Because of us, it will become a heaven. You understand the difference in his approach. The earth is not changing. Because you are changing, the earth will become a heaven. I think it is Emerson who said, you put me in hell, I will make it a heaven. So Sargavataran Rudhri pe kaise ho sakta hai? Swarg mein kaun rahte hai? Amar. Those who are immortal. So if you can become immortal, automatically the earth becomes heaven. It is not heavenly conditions that are required. It is a change of attitude, a change in divine attitude. That is what is required. In Gayatri Mantra, if properly practiced, you can see the change coming in you. It slowly changes you, a slow transformation. But these four qualities must be there. Samajhdari, Imandari, Zimmedari, Bahaduri. Every day, today I have come here to speak about Guruji. Am I courageous enough to speak what I want to speak? Am I sincere enough? Do I sincerely understand Guruji? I should think like that. It is not that just because they have given me a platform, Dantai Okadam Pur, Guruji is a very great man, Guruji is a very great man, Guruji is a very great man. What is the use if he is a great man, if his greatness is not going to help me? You always remember that. He is great because he is able to change us. Many people talk about idealism, but we won't hear his words. But a single man from a village is transforming the whole world. The only thing missing is we are not sincere in our approach. We are not courageous in our approach. And we are not using common sense in our approach. These are the three characteristics which we are missing. We should have a common sense. And then a very sincere wish that you should not deviate. Common sense doesn't mean that you change your program. The ideals should never be changed. But the approach towards the ideal can be changed in hundreds of times. Is it not? So when you sleep in the night, you analyze yourself. Thank God for this life. Thank yourself. Pat yourself on the back. చాలా అందంగా జీవించాను, చాలా గొప్పగా జీవించాను. మన ఎవరు అప్పుడు భుజాలు కొట్టారు కదా రాత్రి, లేకపోతే కొంతమందిని మనం పెట్టుకుందాం, ముత్యాల ముగ్గులవాడు అలా ఒకళ్ళు పెట్టుకుని, ఐఎమ్ గోయింగ్ టు స్లీప్ ప్యాట్ మీ, ఐ హ్యావ్ లివ్డ్ ఏ గుడ్ లైఫ్. యూ డోంట్ నీడ్ ఇట్. యూ ప్యాట్ యువర్ సెల్ఫ్, యూ అనలైజ్ యువర్ సెల్ఫ్, యూ అండర్స్టాండ్. అండ్ దెన్ వైల్ డూయింగ్ ద ఉపాసన, పూజ గురుదేవ్ ఆస్క్డ్ అస్ టు ఆఫర్ వాటర్, incense sticks, chandan. You know the five approaches? Then offering water, you think about how water purifies. When you are offering fire, you think about the qualities of fire. They should come into you. You should become, what I should say, sheetal, challadanam, neerulaga, challaga, pavitranga. Our life must be an example of water. Whatever may be the circumstances that come to us, do you shout back? Then offering fire, water to the God is waste. Your upasana has gone waste. So whenever you offer water, you always remember, I will be pious, I will be cool. Then that puja, you read that book, Upasana Samarpana Yoga, I am telling from that. And when you are offering fire, like fire, what does fire do? It merges everything into it. Is it not? Similarly, we are merging into the psychology, character of our Guruji. We are, the Guru is the fire and we are the Indhan. Karamukka elagote nippulo pedite adi kuda nippuga maaripothundo. You merge it. Then what you should do when you come out of the upasana, you should start behaving like Sri Ram Sharma Acharya, not dressing like him, not imitating his walking style and his what we call, but you should try to be if Sri Ram Sharma Acharya was here. How will you live? Live like that. That is offering fire. And then prasada, very limited amount for us, rest of our remains to the society. You should practice it, not say it. Whatever you earn. I worked as a lecturer and now I have retired voluntarily. But never in my bank account was there extra money except on the first. I used to get the money on the first. On second, everything gone. Even now it is happening like this. Why I am saying it, don't talk, practice it. Don't hold money. Don't think about our children in this. Do you have the courage to practice like that? Then only we can say that we are disciples of Sri Ram Sharma Acharya. He has done that. But if you think about your future, what will happen to my children? What will happen to others? You are not a true disciple. You should have the courage to think. Sri Ram Sharma Acharya yavane varante, nastikon ko aur jo bhagwan ko nahi manta hai, unko bhagwan khilata hai, to tumko kyun nahi khila sakta? You feel the agony of him. Even those who don't believe in God, those who doesn't think about God, even they are getting food because of God. And we are astics, we say we have faith, and you doubt it, and still you say I am an astic. That's why Guruji used to say, we are all prachanna nastics. We cover our nasticism with astics, but we are nastics. We don't have any faith in God. We always think that we are supposed to do something. The samarpana. If you can do that, what happens is, you will go into four initiations. I have time until? Should I continue or? Time, I want time because. Okay. I was late only 15 minutes. Don't say I'm late, only 15 minutes. Okay, it's okay. You are following the thought current? So at the night, when you sleep, you visualize yourself. Could you surrender completely to the Guruji, to the Divine? Am I really so sincere that I just don't worry at all what happens tomorrow? I have done my duty today. Tomorrow what happens? Let Guruji decide. Wherever he keeps me, I will do the work. That should be the spirit of death. When you practice this type of thinking every day night, you will suddenly realize that you have become immortal. That is a very personal experience. You become immortal. But you become immortal doesn't mean that you will live in the same body. It means you will have a continuity of consciousness. That is what Sri Ram Sharma Acharya explained, that he was Kabir. He was Samadha Guru Ramdas. He was Ramakrishna Paramahamsa. He remembered all those things. You will also remember your past birth. So when we were asked that form to be filled up in Pran Pratyavart in Sibir, he was so sure of our sadhana that he included that your past mistakes. It is possible. But that is nothing fantastic. To remember your past deeds, especially misdeeds, is not a very great thing. So forget about it. I am not talking about it. But I am talking about immortality. And then when you pray, you offer water. I told you, when you are offered water, throughout the day you should be cool in all circumstances. And you should maintain your purity, even though others want to disturb you. And about the fire, I told you, the surrender, a real spirit of surrender. He is there to take care of you. Usari, nenu kada sariyan nenu. God appeared to a devotee. The devotee asked, you be always with me. God said yes. And before the God was about to disappear, the devotee caught hold of him. You guys, don't disappear, I have something else. How am I to know that you are always with me? Then he said, what proof do you want? Okay, when I walk, the footprints of mine are there. So I want your footprints also to be seen. So when I walk, there will be my footprints, and by my side will be the footprints of God. He said, okay. He experimented, he saw. The footprints are there. Then one day, he was in a very great trouble. 2 days, 3 days, he was in great trouble. And he saw that there are no two, the other two footprints are not there. Then he said in him, God, he only gives company when you are happy. And just like our relatives and friends and that, when you are unhappy, nobody comes to you. The God has also left me. Then on the 4th day or 5th day, his problem was solved and suddenly he saw the other two footprints. Then he complained, God, this is bad. You left me when I needed you most. Then God said, what do you think those two footprints are? They are not yours, they are mine. I took you in my hand. These 4 days, when you are in an agony, you didn't even walk. I carried you in my hand. Can you have that confidence? Then you go to sleep. Remember these things. Surrender yourself to that. And see how he talks. He will talk to you. The Gurudev will talk to you. He will guide you. He will see that the correct step is taken by you. So these two books, Jivan Sadhana, and then Upasana, Samarpana Yoga, and Sadhana's Siddhi, 2 volumes. These are the Panchayatana of Gurudev's disciples. Panchayatana, you know? Panchayatana, jaise Ram Panchayatana, hai na, Durga Panchayatana, usi tarah, Shishya Panchayatana, Gurudev ka Vangmay kya hai? Sadhana's Siddhi, 2 volumes. Jivan Devata ki Sadhana, Upasana, Samarpana Yoga. You try to understand this greatness of the Guruji, and then I will jump into the various aspects of his life. He went to Himalayas. He met his master physically. His master started guiding him since his 16th year, but physically probably he met his master in his 24th or 25th year. Then 4 times he went to
the different places of Himalayas. He met all the rishis, all the rishis. And he took up all the activities of rishis, all the activities of all rishis. So in Sri Ram Sharma Acharya, you will find the totality of rishis. You need not go and search what that rishi has done, what this rishi has done. You just go to Shantikunj, you will find out what the rishis have done. And after that, in 1979, Brahmavarchas.
1979.
He started Brahmavarchas. What is Brahmavarchas? Scientific religion. Brahmavarchas means scientific religion. What do we mean by scientific religion? If you mix hydrogen and oxygen under set conditions, you ignite it, you will get water. Evaraina cheyochu. Hydrogen teeskuni, oxygen teeskuni, kavalsina proportion lo vessel lo teeskuni, danni kanaka meer ignite cheyagaligite, water will happen. You need not have any faith for that result to come. It will come. You understand what is science? So what Pooja Gurudeva wanted, to make religion a science. You do this, you will get the result. So what is the scientific steps he has advocated? The first is Hardin Nayajan. You forget about your past. And then these four qualities: Samajhdari, Zimmedari, Imandari, Bahaduri must be the guiding principles in your life. Whatever action you are doing. For example, in eating. You have diabetes, but somebody says, just for this time you take this one. Mitha lelo. Samajhdari, common sense. If you eat sweet, your diabetes will aggravate. Bahaduri, the sweet that is being offered is by someone you love. He says that the love is shown like this. If you don't eat, it means you are not loving me. Bade bade murkhon se pala padta hai. Kehte hain pyar karte hain, dete hain wish. You got the point. You are diabetic. You don't want to eat the sweet. But you are so-called well-wishers. Give you the sweet saying that if you don't love me, you won't eat it. Therefore you eat it, it is a proof of your love. Probably by eating it, they are giving you slow poisoning. Probably they want you to leave as quickly as possible so that your disturbance will not be in the family. So you should have courage to say no. And then you should have samajhdari, the tact of saying no. If you say it roughly, there will be a rupture. So I developed a tact yesterday that whenever a sweet is offered, I will sell my teeth to lake. It will sell, so I won't eat. So they are not hurt. It's a poor fellow. His teeth is not in a correct order, he will not eat it. You understand what I mean by these examples? How to practice samajhdari, zimmedari, bahaduri, imandari. That is the purpose of human life. These four qualities. And later, sometime, I don't have time now to discuss it. These four qualities will lead you to dharma, artha, kama, moksha, the four purushardhas and the four Vedas. These four qualities, these are the basic, these are the seeds of all the four units. So the greatness of Duruji, he has scientifically welded how to utilize thought to change your life. This is the scientific religion, using thought to change your life. You utilize this thought, you will get this result. You utilize this thought, you will get this result.